Qantas still has its A380s grounded. Boeing has lit up the first 747-8 Intercontinental. And the growth of aviation in China faces hurdles. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, November 9th, 2010. Qantas said yesterday its A380s will stay grounded until their Rolls-Royce Trent 900 engines are determined to meet the airline's safety standards. What are described as slight anomalies were discovered during an inspection of the engines, prompted by last week's uncontained failure on a flight leaving Singapore. AFP News quotes Qantas CEO Alan Joyce in an interview with Australia's ABC as saying that mechanics found oil where oil shouldn't be on three of the Rolls-Royce engines in his airline's fleet. The discovery is delaying the A380's return to service for Qantas by several days. Joyce said he believes the problem was potentially a design flaw in the Rolls-Royce engine. Airline executives are strongly denying union claims that the problems stem from outsourcing of maintenance work. Other airlines operating A380s with Rolls-Royce Trent 900 engines say they have found nothing of concern during their inspections. It's alive! That was the exclamation of Dr. Frankenstein, but also a paraphrasing of Boeing's recent statement regarding the 747-8 Intercontinental. The company says it's completed the power-on sequence for the first plane, which signals the start of functional tests. 747 Deputy Program Manager Elizabeth Lund notes, quote, "This is a critical step in the assembly process. The airplane's systems are now live. This milestone is a reflection of the focus and hard work of our engineers, mechanics, and suppliers," unquote. The 747-8 has 133 miles of wiring, and when fully lit up, makes and uses 105 kVA of electrical power. The power-on test also involved bringing the hydraulics online, including the 3,000 PSI system that boosts the control surfaces. Boeing has 109 orders for the 747-8. That's 33 for the Intercontinental and 76 for the freighter. The first 747-8 Intercontinental is scheduled for delivery late next year. Aviation industry forecasts see China's huge geographical distances and exploding wealth, making it an insatiable consumer of new aircraft over the next 20 years, creating lots of sales opportunities. Market analyst Brian Foley is offering a more temperate view. Quote, "This is true in part, but is not quite realistic yet," unquote. Foley notes that while growth has been brisk, it's starting from a tiny number relative to the country's size and population, and a few hurdles block rapid growth. China has just 200 airports open to civil use, compared to 5,000 in the U.S. Airspace is restrictive and onerously controlled by the military, with airlines receiving top priority. While business jets do provide flexibility, their use is hampered by an inherently inflexible system, at least for now. Foley adds, quote, "What impresses me is that aircraft delivered in the last 3 years now represent over a third of the Chinese bizjet fleet. We think China will account for 3-4% of worldwide fleet uptake over the next decade, which is roughly 5 times what it is today. In absolute numbers, this may still be small, but China promises to be a welcome adjunct to manufacturers' business at a time when every additional sale counts," unquote. Up next on ANN, 3,000 Piedmont employees choose CWA. Continental's technicians ratify a deal negotiated by the Teamsters. And Republic orders 6 E-Jets. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 9th. I'm Paul Plack. 3,000 fleet and passenger service agents at Piedmont Airlines have reportedly voted by a 2-to-1 margin for representation by the Communication Workers of America. Ballots were counted Thursday by the National Mediation Board. In a news release, CWA says the agents were the only major work group at Piedmont without union representation. Now, it says, agents will vote on bargaining goals, elect their bargaining team, and negotiate with management over wages, working conditions, and other benefits. Key issues in the campaign were job security, unfair and arbitrary treatment, and the lack of a grievance process. CWA President Larry Cohn accused Piedmont and its parent company, U.S. Airways, of using anti-union tactics to influence the balloting. Quote, management even hired a notorious union-busting company that promised management results or your money back, unquote. Sounds like Piedmont is in line for a refund. And no, this isn't a time warp. This Piedmont Airlines is the airline formerly known as Henson Airlines, founded in the early 60s. The original Piedmont from the 1940s was absorbed by U.S. Air in the 1980s. Continental Airlines confirms its technicians and related employees have voted to ratify a contract deal negotiated by the Teamsters. Continental recently was acquired by United. United Continental Holdings VP Jim Keenan commented, quote, we're committed to reaching fair and mutually beneficial agreements with all of our unions and are pleased our Continental technicians have voted to ratify this contract, unquote. The agreement covers about 3,700 Continental employees throughout the United States. Republic Airways Holdings has announced a firm order for 6 Embraer 190s and a conditional firm order for 18 Embraer 190 or 195 jets. The agreement includes a letter of intent announced earlier this year. Republic plans to take delivery of the 6 firm orders between August and December of 2011. The aircraft will be placed into service within the network of Frontier Airlines. Each will be Wi-Fi enabled and configured with stretch seating, which offers Frontier customers in the first 4 rows an additional 5 inches of legroom. Regarding the choice of aircraft, Republic CEO Brian Bedford observes, quote, the E190 is a favorite among business and leisure travelers and offers us greater operational flexibility as we continue to optimize our fleet in favor of larger, more economical aircraft, unquote. The troubled A400M military transport program, billions over budget and years behind schedule, appears to be getting ironed out. Eads and Airbus say they've concluded negotiations with 7 launch customers to cover the overruns, filling in details of the principal agreement reached in March. While the overall economics of the March agreement remain unchanged, the government payments are now more backloaded than previously expected. Domingo Urena, managing director of Airbus Military, is optimistic. Quote, the A400M flight test program is making excellent progress and demonstrates the soundness of the product. We're very proud of the achievements so far and are now moving toward the series production by the end of the year, unquote. Still ahead, here's a twist on the usual FBO takeover. Rod Machado joins the paperless revolution. And start watching for aerial photos on the cover of the Enquirer. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, November 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Usually, when there's a story about one FBO at your local GA airport buying out the other one, it's about a national chain gobbling up the mom and pop. Hank Brown, owner of Greenville Jet Center in South Carolina, says that over the years he's had a number of inquiries from TAC Air, his on-field competition, seeking to do just that. Brown, who began working at the airport as a line boy, or fuel tech, as he prefers, in 1959, has deep family roots in the area and has always declined to sell out. He says he's responded to some of the overtures with buyout offers of his own over the years, and this time, TAC took him up on the offer. This mom and pop is now the single largest general aviation FBO in the state, with 226,000 square feet of space, including 17 hangars, and has adopted former TAC Air employees who wish to stay on with the operation. And there's even a succession plan. Hank says he's been at Greenville Downtown Airport for 52 years and has no immediate plans to retire, but that when he does, his son Jay is ready. Quote, he's our company's vice president. He grew up around aviation, has a pilot's license, and has worked at Greenville Jet Center since 1993. Unquote. It's pretty clear the aviation world is in a rapid transition to a paperless future. The latest sign is word that all Rod Machado's books are now available as custom iPad and iPhone applications with unique capabilities. The new apps offer the familiar iPad display options, and for those using the smaller iPhone, you can expand the text size by finger spreading, like you do with the websites. But wait, there's more. Rod says, quote, these are far more than just ordinary ebooks. With these apps, you'll receive book updates anytime Rod makes changes. No more having to purchase a new book every year to keep up with major changes in aviation, unquote. And finally today, you know this had to happen. Small unmanned aerial vehicles, including the new ones that can be remote controlled by iPhones, are being eyed by paparazzi as the latest means to get candid photos of celebrities. Splash News is reportedly openly interested. The Wall Street Journal notes one celebrity photo executive said, personal UAVs equipped with cameras could put a real damper on the outdoor celebrity birthday party business. The UAVs are also thought to have a bright future with private investigators who could use them to discreetly track a spouse thought to be having an affair. So far, the FAA has not approved such uses. And surely, no paparazzi would ever bend an FAA reg to get a picture. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Jim Campbell talks with Pat Harwell, a competitor at the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.